We greet you, Radioland, in the name of Jesus. We are a God's covenant church, the church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom, the school of knowledge, and we do get a great understanding. Radioland, come over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. We have a great teacher, our great pastor, in the midst of us. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Grateful for another Sabbath day coming to you by the way you hear us, maybe on the net, maybe by radio. We're glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are the church that are established in Jesus' name. We're Jews and we're Israelites. And we are true followers of Christ. I want to talk about God's plumb line today. Before we get into that, Deacon Dale wrote this number, Children of the Prophets. It's the V Choir, Children of the Prophets.
Through the scriptures you might have read,
how that Israel sat
at the feet of the prophets,
what God called them say,
and how some did all that the Lord said.
Children of the prophets, we shine. Beautiful. Do you know who you are? We are the children of the prophets. Isn't that beautiful? Glad to know that. I'm grateful for our anointing that's going on. Our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. Why do I mention these? Because these I know kept God's commandments. They're in the bosom of God, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. They kept God's commandments, which mean they kept God's word. Simple as that. And if you're not keeping the commandments of God, if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all, which means you're not doing them all. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Now you can call us anytime, as our deacon says. We don't have a prayer line, though. We don't have a hotline for prayer. But if you want to call and correspond with us and let us know what you think about the Word of God, do that. We love your correspondence. Or you can write us or email us. We want to correspond with you. And maybe you have a need and you'd like to share that need. If you have a request, that's fine. But it's not called a prayer line or a prayer line to call in or a line for the gimmies and do this for me and do that. Our line is and correspondence is basically for those who want salvation, who want salvation, those who won't. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe that. The Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said. And if you believe on the Lord according to the scripture, which means you will put the scriptures in action, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And it's talking about the Spirit of God. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Now let's go to Amos 7 and 7. Thank God for all the programs that they have on TV and radio and the net and everywhere. You can get information today. But I don't hear anyone talking about keeping God's commandments without getting caught up with all these meats and drinks, what you can't eat, what you can't touch. The Lord made it very clear with Peter, what I have cleansed, don't you call common. That goes from people to the food that you eat. And I understand that traditionally, Israel, that supposedly are of God, eat kosher. I eat what I like. If bread harms my body, I'm going to stay away from it. That's common sense. And all these traditions of old, Paul said it was a schoolmaster teaching you that God has an order about everything. There is a difference between the clean and the unclean. We're not going to get into that tonight, but today, but we want to get into plumb line, God's plumb line. Now, Amos 7 and 7.
Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line.
This wall made by a plumb line. Plumb line will hang at the center of gravity. So it's going to be straight. There's no wishy-washy. It's about a plumb line. It's got to be straight because it's the center of gravity. And if you keep God's commandments, you're going to be holy. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And that is the plumb line God measures us by, His Word. That's the door we enter into. You must come in at the door. So that's Jesus. He's the door. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the law. He is the everlasting covenant. He's the Word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again. Thus he showed me, and behold,
the Lord stood upon a wall.
Stood upon a wall.
Made by a plumb line.
What?
With a plumb line in his hand.
Now the wall he stood upon is salvation. Let's go to Isaiah 28 and 1.
Beautiful.
So that's what this is broadcast is all about. It's all about salvation. And when all those that God sent went to those God sent them to, it was to let them know that the kingdom of heaven was at hand. It was to let them know what thus saith the Lord. And that's what we're bringing you today, what God is saying to those that love him or that would live for him. Which means you learn to love God. You learn to fear God. God is speaking to this people. 28:1 Isaiah, what does it say?
Woe to the crown of pride.
Woe, 28:1 Woe to the crown of pride.
To the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower.
A fading flower. What?
Which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine.
What?
Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm as a flood.
Thank God.
Of mighty waters overflowing shall cast down to the earth with the hand.
Thank God. Let's go to Psalms 5:1. Let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the scripture I wanted. You know what? I don't have that scripture. But that's all right. Let's go to Psalms 5, mm-hmm. 5:1.
Give ear to my words.
Give ear.
O Lord, consider my meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray.
Read the fourth verse. What does it say? For thou
art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness.
So I don't care what ones may say. And so many preachers tell the people, you cannot help but sin. God don't have pleasure in wickedness. What?
Neither shall evil dwell with thee.
Neither shall evil dwell with thee. Eight. What does it say? The eighth verse.
Mm-hmm.
Lead me.
Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness.
What?
Because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face.
Now, why would God encourage to make your way straight before his face if you couldn't be straightened? As the preachers like to say, all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Well, they were before we began to live for God. God's righteousness is his plumb line. That's why it says, it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments. Make thy way straight before my face. Let's go to Matthew 7:13.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you cannot be made straight unless you have a plumb line.
That's right.
Because a plumb line is what straightens things. And it's what you measure things by. The plumb line, you know it's straight. Matthew 7:13.
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
Now here, it's a play on words. It's talking about the strict gate. But yet this strict gate is straight.
Yes.
God is letting you know, enter ye at the straight gate. What?
For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction.
God is going to measure the people by the leader, like the priests, like the people.
Yes.
And if the leader is not living right, neither can the people if you're under that leader. If the leader is not living holy, neither can you if you're under that leader. Read.
And many there be which go in thereat.
Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Elder Phillips and I were in the car today. And this is in Los Angeles, wherever you might be listening. And we were coming down the street, Western Avenue. And before we could get 7 blocks, there were about 13 or 12 churches, all under the banner of Christianity. African Episcopal, Baptist, all types of names, but they're all supposed to be serving the Lord. Anybody with common sense know that if God is leading each one of those preachers, that's a foolish God. They have that many leaders in that small radius. God don't work that way.
No, he don't.
And they only represent millions of blocks in the states. Churches on every corner. And they represent the same thing. Huge buildings. And you got that many leaders. And each one have a different way to get to salvation. And yet they say they're Baptists and Methodists and they're all under Christianity. That's not God.
No, it's not.
It's Broadway. And in these churches, you can do anything you want to do. Come when you get ready. Leave when you get ready. You can tell them what God is showing them and not what God is telling you to tell them, the leaders, but what you get the vision from God. And you tell the leader, God want me to go, and they say go. As long as you send something back to where you came from. It's foolishness.
It is.
Broadway is crowded like this. Mm-hmm. The church world is crowded. But what does the 14th verse say?
Because straight is the gate.
Straight is the gate.
And narrow is the
way. In other words, this way is in such a way, you just can't go and come as you please. We don't live as we please. We live for God. And we learn to love God with all of our heart, not partly, but all. Straight is the gate.
Mm-hmm. And narrow,
narrow is the way, what?
Which leadeth unto life.
So we don't get in a bus and go to Las Vegas. We don't just go from church to church acting like everybody's our brothers and sisters when they don't keep God's word, when they don't keep God's commandments. So how do you know? The Lord said, by their fruit, you're going to know them. The Lord said, know them that labor among you. And more importantly, if they don't have a plumb line, they're not straight. If you don't have the commandments of God that you live by, you don't have a measuring tool to let you know when you're right or wrong.
Mm-hmm. Because straight is
straight
the gate.
Straight is the gate.
And narrow is the way.
What?
Which leadeth unto life.
And what?
And few there be that find.
I believe the scripture.
Yes.
The scripture says there's few.
Just a few.
There be that find it. But if that's true, why is it churches on every corner and in between? Dozens of churches. And it's filled with people. And they come looking like they're cattle. They come any kind of way they want to look like. Mm-hmm. They look just like the world. They act like the world. And they're still of the world. But God's people are in the world, but not of it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Jeremiah 31 and 1.
All right.
I'm grateful for knowledge to know the Lord. And I don't know him just from my whim and my mind. The scripture says, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. I believe that. And don't get upset with me because I'm quoting the scripture.
That's right.
You quote the scripture also. But many times I'm afraid you don't understand what you're reading. Jeremiah 31 and 1. What does it say?
At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all families of Israel?
In other words, he's the God of all families of Israel. That means that if your family, black, white, red, rich, poor, what ethnicity, doesn't matter. He's the God of all families of Israel.
Yes.
You've got to be of the seed of Israel. Spiritual.
Yes.
And what?
And they shall be my people.
So they shall be because You've got to take on the mind of Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Read the third verse. Mm-hmm. The Lord.
The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee.
What?
With an everlasting love.
What?
Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
Isn't that beautiful? Loving kindness. Mm-hmm. Other words, God tell you the truth.
Yes.
What?
Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel.
What?
Thou shalt again be adorned with the tabors, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make
merry. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Joy. Eighth verse. But what?
Mm-hmm.
Ninth verse.
Nine. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them.
What?
I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way.
Because you're walking according to the plumb line. A straight way.
Mm-hmm.
That means the one that you are up under, that you're getting your knowledge from, is a straight gate.
Yes.
Straightway wherein they must what?
Straightway wherein they shall not stumble.
So wait a minute. If you don't stumble, that means you're not sinning.
That's right.
That means you understand what you're doing and you're not faltering every other week. You got to repent about something.
Right.
You're not making boo-boos.
No.
You're not stumbling at the word.
Right.
The church world stumbles at the word, and it's the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The stone the builders disallowed became the head of the corner. And the stone is this word that we bring. They stumble at it, cannot see that you must do it. It's simple. That's the simplicity in Christ.
For I am a father to Israel.
He's a father to Israel. What?
And Ephraim is my firstborn.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go back to Amos 7 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Ephraim is my firstborn. He's not talking about natural Ephraim. That's the name he called of all those that have salvation.
Yes.
Ephraim, the firstborn.
Yes.
It's spiritual. Yes. It's not natural.
Right.
And Israel is not natural. It's spiritual. It's those that have been born of God's spirit.
Yes.
He's a father to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So, well, he's natural. It's not the natural. It's the spiritual.
Yes, it is.
Because if you haven't been born again, God is not your father. The devil is. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Amos 7 and 7. Don't throw anything at me. Come on. 7
Thus
and 7.
He showed me, and behold.
What?
The Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb
line. Made by a plumb line.
With
isn't
a
beautiful?
Plumb line in his hand.
So the salvation you have, if it's not straight, if it's not sinless, it's not salvation.
That's right.
If it's not of the commandments, it's not salvation. You got something in the form of salvation, but it's not salvation. It's made by a plumb line.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou?
What did he say again?
And I said, a plumb
line. A plumb line, what?
Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel.
God has his word and his anointed. God is not going to judge you anymore. All judgment is put in the hands of the Son. He passes by. The Son does the judgment. And yet it's not the Son. It's what the Son is bringing.
Yes.
You're being measured by the plumb line.
Yes.
It's God.
Yes.
God is the plumb line.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
God is the word.
Yes.
That's what you're judged by. But somebody's got to bring it.
That's
we're bringing
right.
it today. The plumb line. God.
Mm-hmm.
Plumb line in his hand.
Uh-huh.
I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. What?
I will not again pass by them anymore.
So God is not going to wink at your ignorance anymore. He's not going to pass by. Judgment is going forth.
Yes.
Let's go to Malachi 4 and 4. Let's go there.
All right.
You say, oh, we like the New Testament. Well, just before the Lord came, just before he made up his jewels, he gave the law to Moses. And Moses gave it to all those that came after him. Malachi 4 and 4, what does it say?
Remember ye the law of Moses.
That's just before you
servant.
Get into the writings of those that came after the Lord. Remember the law of Moses. That's what they had. When the Lord came, he said, my father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting, He remembered the law of Moses. He came like unto Moses.
Yes, he did.
Remember thee the law of Moses. What? My servant.
My servant, which I commanded unto
so he
him.
Didn't ask Moses about it. He commanded him.
That's right.
That's the plumb line. The commandments of God, because it tells you what you can and cannot do. It straightens the old man out.
Yes.
What?
Commanded unto him in Horeb.
What?
For all Israel.
It's for all Israel. What?
With the statutes. And judgment.
It's the statutes and judgment. Now, what are you talking about? Statutes and judgments are upright.
Yes.
They stand straight. Do it around again. 4 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
4 and 5. We read this every broadcast, but we're going to read it again.
Right.
So, what are you talking about? All those bylaws. No. God's word is styled as statutes and judgments because they judge you. And they are upright.
Yes.
4 and 5. What does it say?
Behold. I have taught you statutes and judgments.
What?
Even as the Lord my God commanded me,
mm-hmm.
that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it.
So God commanded Moses to teach the statutes and judgment. That's the plumb line you live by.
Yes.
What? Mm-hmm.
Keep therefore and do them.
What?
For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations.
So if it don't give you understanding, why would God say that? God is not a man that he should lie.
No.
Wisdom mm-hmm. and understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes.
And say, surely.
Surely.
This great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Isn't that beautiful? Wise and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Read the, let's go to the 8th verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm.
And what
and
nation?
What nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law?
That's the plumb line.
Yes.
The law of God, because it makes you right.
Yes.
As all this law, what? Which?
Which I set before you this day.
Let's go back to Malachi 4 and 5. Let's read mm-hmm. that again. Thank God for knowledge.
Yes.
I hope everybody out here is enjoying what I'm bringing.
Yes.
Say, well, Pastor Boyd, I thought we might hear a little more singing. You need more salvation. That's what we got here. You need more salvation. So, Pastor, you might say, Pastor, I've been loving the word since I was a child. My mama told me I love the word. Your mama didn't know that this word is the plumb line.
Yes.
If she wasn't in the commandments, she didn't know that.
That's
the truth of the matter. 4 and 5 says what?
Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet.
What?
Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Well, Elijah is just the forerunner. That was John.
Mm-hmm.
Just a forerunner.
Yes.
Isaiah 43, let's go there. Just mm-hmm. a forerunner. So before God comes, he prepares you. God got to straighten you out first through his anointed.
Yes.
So when God straightens you out, make all those valleys, bring them up and all the hills low,
yes.
then God can come in
That's
and
right.
straighten you out all the way.
Yes.
Make you more holy.
Mm-hmm.
40 and 3, what does it say?
43 and.
40 and 3. Isaiah, what does it say?
40 and 3.
The voice
three.
Of him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
that crieth in the wilderness.
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness.
What?
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for
so
our God.
God wants us to be straight. Because before we come to God, we're like a desert.
Yes.
We're not saturated with the word of God. We're not saturated with water. We're not a garden of God. Dead. Desert. No life. But God wants to straighten us out.
Yes.
How does he do it?
Mm-hmm.
35 and 8. 35 and 8. Let's go there. Mm-hmm. 35 and 8. Isaiah 35 and 8.
35.
God straightens us out by putting us on the highway.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
And a highway shall be there.
What?
And a way.
What?
And it shall be called the way of holiness.
What?
The unclean shall not pass
now,
over it.
Why would God have a highway where no unclean could pass over if everybody got a little uncleanness in them?
All right.
How stupid is that?
That's right.
The unclean shall not pass over it, but what?
But it shall be for those, the wayfaring,
wayfaring
men.
What?
Though fools shall not err therein.
What?
No lion shall be there.